This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Authorities in Nashville, the largest city in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee, says a shooter killed at least three children and three staffers at a school. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Police Chief John Drake says they're exploring possible motives. He says the 28-year-old shooter, who previously attended the Covenant Parochial School, had carefully prepared for this attack and left behind a manifesto. He says the suspect shot through a locked door to get in.
You can hear gunfire going on as they're in the school.
Two of the responding police officers killed the shooter on the second floor. The victims are three children and three staffers, including the leader of the school, identified as 60-year-old Catherine Kuntz. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Protesters lit fires in the streets and water cannons were called in to disperse the crowds as demonstrations were held in Tel Aviv on Monday. The rally was the latest in the 3 months of mass protests that have been held across Israel over Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's contentious judicial overhaul plan. On Monday, Netanyahu announced he was delaying the plan, saying he wanted to avoid civil war by making time to seek a compromise with political opponents. The UN's atomic energy chief has warned Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that the perilous situation at Europe's largest nuclear plant, quote, isn't getting any better. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi met with Zelensky on Monday as relentless fighting in the area puts the Russian-held plant at risk of disaster. Grossi said the situation at the plant remains tense because of the heavy military presence around it and a recent black